This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
When was the last time I took a road trip? How many national parks could I hit in 2 weeks? What about hotels? Wait, hey, Erica, how much am I spending on travel?
When your questions about life turn into questions about money, there's Erica, the virtual financial assistant to help you spend, save, and plan smarter. Only from Bank of America. What would you like the power to do? Erica is only available in the English language. You must download the latest version of the mobile banking app, only available on select mobile devices. Your chat may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance. Message and data rates and additional terms may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
U.S. stocks rose on Thursday as the S&P 500 hit a new record high, staying upbeat amid a second day of closely tracked testimony from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and ahead of Friday's release of the February jobs report. Tech stocks took the lead again, with the Nasdaq composite gaining as much as 1.5%, while the S&P 500 added just more than 1% to hit a record closing high of 5,157.34. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained about 0.3%. Stocks have risen the past two sessions as the market assessed Powell's questioning by lawmakers on the economy and monetary policy, which has brought no bad news or surprises. The Fed chief stuck to repeating the message that the central bank is in no hurry to ease policy, though he said rate cuts are likely to come this year. On Thursday, this time before the Senate Banking Committee, the Fed chair reiterated the central bank's intentions on rate cuts, provided inflation data continues to show continued cooling. On the economic data front Thursday, jobless claims released came in unchanged at 217,000 for the week ending March 2nd. Continuing claims registered just above 1.9 million, about 8,000 higher from its prior print. The crucial non-farms payroll report is due for release Friday morning. Meanwhile, gold rose for the fifth day, hitting a fresh high above $2,160 as the prospect of a rate cut gave fresh impetus to the record-setting rally. Now to Thursday's trending tickers. New York Community Bancorp. The stock gained 7% on Thursday after the regional lender cut its dividend to 1 penny per share as part of its overhaul plan. New York Community Bancorp said it lost 7% of its deposits over the last month. The disclosure came one day after the lender announced a new CEO and a capital raise from a group led by Steven Mnuchin, the former U.S. Treasury Secretary and Goldman Sachs partner. Victoria's Secret. Shares of the lingerie maker sank as much as 30% during the session after the company's sales guidance came in short of analyst expectations. Victoria's Secret is forecasting net sales to be about $6 billion this year, or down low single digits compared to last year. And Meta. The social media giant was among the top five trending tickers on Yahoo Finance on Thursday. The stock touched new highs. Meta shares are up about 44% year-to-date. The stock is the second highest performer this year among the Magnificent Seven group behind NVIDIA, which is up 85% during the same period. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.